WRVU 954. WRZT 544, monitoring the frequency. Good morning, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Michigan. I have you loud and clear, sir. Roger that. Always glad to help out. Be safe and enjoy your morning. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, back. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Michigan, monitoring the frequency.
WSDJ 347, in the mobile. Morning, bud.
Morning, sir. You're up and at it early.
Yep, just pulling into the work, 20. You got to work today.
Roger that. I do respect that. You got to pay them pesky bills. I won't keep you. And be safe, and we'll talk again. I'm sure have a good day. WRZP 544, sir.
And 4, you have a good one, too. WSDJ 347.
WRY, R503, Lucidic.
Thank you. BIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile. Good morning, Michigan. Would learn how to drive. WRZP 544. WRXX 102, and we're on the air. Morning, 102, WRZP 544. Good morning, Scott. Good morning there to you, Bob. 102, yep. What's the plan of attack for today, brother? Oh, I gotta go out there today and get that that scanner antenna put up there, that disc cone or whatever the hell it is, however you pronounce that. I gotta get that up in the air. Roger that, Roger. I should move mine. I got a different scanner antenna, wideband receiver antenna. I need to move it up taller on my tower there. I guess I have new coax for my beams that I need to run before winter. We'll get to that on the Tuesday, Roger.
Yeah, I got that overpriced, what is it, LMR up there on them beams that I have. Man, that was a waste of money for sure, right?
I'm a big fan of that LMR 400, the line loss energy equation. Stands up quite well through the years. Yeah, I'm a big fan of LMR 400 myself.
I got to walk across the house here and turn that CB off, man. That channel 19 route, all they do is garble talk, man. I swear to God, if they're not calling each other names, they're fighting. Jesus Christ, what a bunch of crybabies.
I'm not in the shack. I'll get out there after I walk the dogs in. And see what the sideband channels are doing there.
I've had it on the lower 37 there for a couple days since we talked about it. I didn't hear nothing. WRXX 102. Bob, go do what you got to do. I'll talk to you soon. Scott, we're out.
WRZP 544. Have a good day there, brother. We'll talk again.
WRXX. That radio is working. WRXX 102, that radio is working. WRXX 102, Kalamazoo, can you hear this radio over there? Back quiet.
Is that a station out of Ohio? Out of Ohio. This is WIUG-480 in Rochester Hills. Good morning. How are you doing this morning? This is WIUG-88. Well, good to hear you, 516. I haven't heard you in a long time. Anyhow, what do you do there? How are you on?
625? The only one that I can get through on right now is Saginaw 575. Now and then I'm bringing up the point from here, but you cannot bring up the 384 going right now from where I'm at. Down here by Dungeon City.
Okay, good to hear you. So that, you try the maybe a repeater? Is that 550? I see what you're saying. The 50s, you know what? There's been a lot of openings. 3-4 days ago, I talked to the guys all the way from Dayton, Ohio, on that 725, on that Flint repeater. Roger? Ago anyhow, I got contact in New York. The guy from New York came in very clear. He sounds like he's sitting by me here in the morning was. Roger?
Yeah, I heard those guys in there a couple of times. They seem to get into that pretty easily most of the time.
You know, you're not sounding that bad, but you know what? It could be better because I don't know what kind of radio you have.
Well, I'm into the 550 at Mayville now. I switched over because I'm starting to lose the signal on that Saginaw 575. The name of this radio is Leixen, L-E-I-X-E-N, TV-898. It's a 10-watt mobile radio sitting on my desk here.
Now you're sounding excellent. I understand everything what you said. And I'm on a DB20G on a medium watt. Roger?
Yeah, in Rochester Hills, I would expect you to be right on.
for the 635 and the 675 with no problem, but yeah, I think we're starting to lose conditions here, so I'll quit tying the repeaters all up. It's going to start getting noisy on me here soon, so it was good having a QSO with you there, Jack. Great to hear you this morning, and I always love when conditions are WRWF 516, coming by here, Monroe County, Michigan.
I'm glad to hear you on. I really do. Good talking to you, and you take care. Yeah, you know, the sun comes up, and that's what's going to cut off everything. Anyhow, but he's sounding good just now. Whatever he said, he's still sounding good. And this is WIUG Radio. Have a good day.
WRKX 607, good morning, sir. And not yet, just waiting for the dew to burn off, so that's their call. They're probably giving me, you know, 15 minutes notice, and I gotta run up there. But, I don't know if he's been on for very long, but those guys from Michigan are actually tripping in just a little tiny bit over here. So the propagation looks really good today.
WRNW 329, we're monitoring.
Very good, 978. Yeah, I don't talk to you before then, but I'm sure I will. That would be next. Ricky Romeo, Kilo X-ray, 607, clear, 607.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing this morning, Jay? Thought some other stations coming through here and a little scratchy, but not sure where they're at.
Station 516, he's by, you know, almost by downtown, not far from downtown Detroit. He was coming a little bit, but he was on 10 watts only, but he was coming good, but there was another... A few stations out there were different. I don't know who they were, but they were different stations.
Copy that. A really beautiful morning this morning. Sun shining bright, no wind. It'll do, and that'll burn off pretty soon. You're over.
Yep, this is WRWF 516. We're actually down here in Monroe County, Michigan. Just north of Toledo, Ohio, about 13 miles north of Toledo. This is WRWF 516, Frank, on this end. And the only repeater I can get into right now on the MIA network from here, oddly enough, is the Mayville 550.
Hi, Tim.
Copy that. I think he's in my roll. Found him pretty good over here this morning on my handheld. Just standing on the deck here.
Roger that. You're making the trip yourself. WRWS 516 Monroe County, Michigan. We're just north of Toledo here.
I guess the conditions are right this morning. We've got beautiful, clear skies, nice, bright sun, so that's definitely working for you there. Over.
Yeah, I was telling Jack I can actually hear all of the MIA repeaters right now, except for Sheboygan. But the only ones that I can make it into right now are Flint, Mayville, and Saginaw. Just those. Mount Clemens are a lot closer, so yeah, interesting conditions this morning for sure, and the last few mornings. So I made contact into a repeater yesterday, the day before, into Joliet, Illinois, and Racine, Wisconsin, from here, over 200 miles. Thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, we'll get out of the way here. WRWS 516.
Hi, 516. Nice talking to you. Enjoy the day. This is WRNW
329. So, Tim, how is work?
WQZK 254, also Monroe County.
Well, I worked yesterday. Before that, I took day off Friday. The wife is doing some treatments and had to go to the hospital and stuff, so been busy with that. I hear another station coming through. I didn't get the numbers.
Go ahead, WQZK 254
in the mobile, Monroe County. Conditions are good today for sure. Thought I'd just say hello. I won't stay long.
Good morning up there in Monroe. This is WRNW 329. Tim.
Good morning there, Tim. This is Monty. First name is Monty. He's about doing some riding around today, going to a ham fest in Adrian, Michigan. Thought I'd go out there and just walk around and see what they got.
I didn't know that was going on today. I'm about 20 minutes from Adrian myself. I guess I should make my way out there, huh? It's hard to be us by 1-6.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Today's my anniversary, 45 years marriage. My wife's going to bingo, and I'm going to a ham fest. It's right there at that little airport. Come on, go.
I wish I would have had my stuff together and thought about it, because I usually set up a booth. I sell computer gear at a lot of the different shows, but a little late now. They usually start pretty early, 8, 9 o'clock, so we'll have to catch the next one. Good to hear you in there anyway. And for some reason I can't hit the Detroit repeater from here this morning. I'm talking all the way up into Mayville from here.
I don't really know what repeater I'm on right now. I monitor all of them. Every now and then, this one will come in. I try to say hello. Well, I'll get off the air. You guys have a great day. WQZJ 254 clear.
Roger that, 254. You're actually into the Detroit 625 repeater right now. There is another one out there. It's out of Cement City, is on the 625 as well. I can't remember what tone it's on, though. There's also Ottawa Lake right here down the road from me, which is on 725 with the standard 141.3 tone.
WQZW 575, Waukegan, Illinois.
Well, there you have it. Good morning, Waukegan, Illinois. You're making the trip. You 516.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm trying to hit the Grand Rapids Walker machine, which I normally hit when there's a band opening. Heard you guys out to this 21 to say hello. WQZW 575, David, Waukegan, Illinois.
Roger that, David. Yeah, we've had some wild conditions here the last few mornings. I was into the Joliet, Illinois, and Racine, Wisconsin repeaters myself from my QTH here in Monroe County, Michigan. And I'm only running about a 10-watt radio. It looks like you're on the Flint 725 repeater, Flint, Michigan. WRWF 516.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into the Walker Grand Rapids one, which I think I am right now. So, okay, guys, I'll leave you to it. Heard you out there this morning. Just wanted to wave a hand from across the pond. WQZW 575. I'll be on the site listening.
Station 575. This is WIUG 48 out of Rochester Hills. Copy.
Got a really good copy on you.
Roger, how are you doing this morning? And where are your location at?
I'm in Waukegan, Illinois, which is about 30 miles north of Chicago. I'm about 5 or 6 miles south of the Illinois-Wisconsin line in Illinois. And, yeah, I always say that I'm so close to Wisconsin, when they cut the cheese, I can smell it.
I like cheese. I like that, you know, the cheddar and the extra sharp, especially the extra sharp. It tastes really good. In Illinois, that's the first time I was talking to you. I'm over here at Rochester Hills in Michigan. Roger.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of Michigan this morning. Actually, this whole week. Matter of fact, the gentleman that was talking to Joliet, I talked to a gentleman from Michigan on the Joliet repeater a couple days ago. But yeah, the bands have been very favorable for UHF radio for the last week.
Last week, three days ago, I was talking to New York. And I was just telling Frank that. And before I was, 2 days ago, I was talking to 2 days in Ohio on the 625. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, like I said, it's been really good. Ohio, that's a trip too. And then New York, wow, yeah. I'm looking at this APRS map, which is for VHF, but yeah, it split up all of Wisconsin, Michigan, and northern Indiana and Illinois are all lit up. So really, really fun days for radio. Okay, guys, I'll leave you to it. Back to listening.
Good to hear you, and don't be shy. Give us a shout all the time. I'll talk to you, and you take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48. By the way, my name is Jack.
Copy that, Jack. It's also nice to meet you. David over here in Waukegan, Illinois. WQZW 575.
Station out there.
This is 767.
What is all your call sign? Mine is WIUG 48. My name is Jack. I'm from Rochester Hills, Michigan. Roger.
Roger that, Jack. Yeah, we talked before. This is 767 over here by Colin.
Yes, sir. How you doing this morning? Union 767. This is WIUG 48. I was saying, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, sir. How about you? I talked to you earlier, I believe.
Well, good to hear you back, and you take care, and you have a good day. I gotta get that coffee going. You know how late it is when you get up in the morning. You gotta have that coffee. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Good to hear you back again. You take care and have a good day. WIUG 48, clear. Jim, are you still out there? 329, you still out there? Yeah, 329 station. I'll talk to you later. WIUG 48, clear. How about station 218? That's station 218 out there. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station 516, WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, sorry about that. It looks like I was getting under the Saginaw 575 at the same time. I was actually trying to get into a 575 south of New York. Good to hear you in there again, though. And WRWM 516 is up.
That. You're close by 625. I don't know why you can't catch that 625. Roger.
That's just because of the way conditions are right now. Nothing wrong with the 625 or anything. It's just the way that the propagation is at the moment. On a normal day, I can't reach any of the MIA from here where I live. 625, 675, no. They're all shelved out of reach, so it's here, but the conditions the way they are this morning, I can be here on the solar.
Well, yeah, Frank, yeah, no problem. You know, in a couple of days, I talked to somebody way up north, and I don't know if you ever tried that 600. At 600, where he's going way up north, the guy, he said he's from Cadillac. I was talking to on that 600. And the 600 is by you there because it's by the airport. Roger? I know what you're saying. The 600, that's what I understand. It has a small antenna. it's not that big an antenna. But the other day, it really was open way up north by Cadillac. I had 3-4 people coming from that way. Roger. Good talking to you again, and good to hear you back, and I gotta go there and drink some coffee. You know how it is when you wake up before you get your coffee. Sometimes it's hard to know what you're talking about. Anyhow, well, Frank, good talking to you, sir. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG, 48. Go ahead.
Hey, morning, Jack. I know you're enjoying your coffee this morning. Can you give me a tone check? See how I'm coming through on this new antenna?
Is that a handheld antenna?
It's a negative. It's a mobile on the top of my truck.
So you're driving, correct?
Affirmative, Jack.
Standing up and you're talking to me? Is that how it is?
Yeah, roger that. It's the magnetic just posted up on the truck. Copy.
Got you. Yes. The audio is good, everything is good, but a little bit of crackling. I don't know what kind of antenna you have out that way. Roger?
Yeah, roger. Probably just going to try to move it around on a different spot of the truck right now. It's right out front, kind of off to the right of the hood. So I just moved locations and it seems to be a little bit worse.
Let me tell you, when you're driving, yeah, you're going to get that little bit of crackling. But if you stand still, the truck is off and everything else is, you know, not operating, it should be able to be clear. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Appreciate it, Jack. I will let you enjoy your coffee this morning. It's a beautiful day. WRPS 211 clear.
If you like, I have a couple antennas on my pickup truck, and I can tell you what they are, if you like. It's up to you. I'm not saying anything. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. If you just tell me which one you prefer, your mobile setup.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Right now, I have 2x4 common. It's a little bit expensive, but it does ham radio, 2 meters, 70 centimeter, and it does GMRS. That common, 2x4. and it costs about $79. And I don't know, if, you know, except to you, you do whatever. And the Magna mount is different. I bought it RR and L. They are a Dayton, Ohio. If you Google R and L, and they have it there. And if you get an order, let me know again, then I'll tell you exactly what to order.
Copy that, Jackie. R and L out of Ohio and the Comet 2x4. It's affirmative. I'm going to go ahead and check those out and see how they do.
Stand by for sure. I'll give you another one. It's less than that 2x4. But I like my 2x4 because it gives you a different, you know, when you click the, that's what I heard from Bob in Sheboygan. When you click the mic, it gives you a clicking mic. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. It is a good feature. Kind of let you know when you're going through on and off.
Problem, anytime you like. Okay, have a good day, and I'll be able listening, and this is WIUG 48.
Yeah, roger that, Jack. Much appreciated as always. You have a great day. I'll be back on here probably about an hour or two. WRPS 211, clear.
WQZW 575. Hey, 575.
Well, I was trying to get into a local repeater, but I noticed I'm getting into something else. I'm hearing my voice over at a 725 machine.
Oh, I don't know. The 725 is a front repeater. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I'm trying to get into the Zion 550, which is a local repeater by me. But like I said, I have another radio next to me, and that's out of PL, listening to 725, and I hear myself, which doesn't normally happen. Okay, let me switch over to his alternative channel, see what's going on. WQZW 575.
Hey, 575, reaching out from Chicago there. You're actually making it into the Southeast Michigan MIA repeater system. You're talking into the Diesel 550 repeater, it looks like. Being broadcast over the Flint 725. So you're on a network of repeaters here in Southeast Michigan, WRWF 516.
Copy that, gentlemen. Yeah, I actually talked to you guys when I was on the Grand Rapids machine, but like this, again, I was trying to get local Ron's repeater, and like I said, I could hear myself. It's out of time a little bit, with a little bit of delay, but I hear myself on 725.
Yeah, there's some pretty wild conditions here this morning. I'm in Monroe County, Michigan, always south of Detroit, and I was into Joliet, Illinois, and Racine, Wisconsin a little bit ago myself. Full time wide read.
Copy that. Okay, guys, I'll leave you to it. WQZW 575.
Southeast Michigan area, so. Anyway, we'll get out of the way. I didn't mean to center of, this is 6-1. Figured you'd get a positive ID on where you're getting into anyway. WRWF 516, Springs, Monroe County, Michigan, and we're clear.
WSTY 208 out of Charlotte. Station 516. This is WIUG 38, copy.
Yeah, go ahead there, Jack. WRWF 516.
Yeah, I'm on the handheld 10 watts. How am I sounding out that way?
More noise in there with you now, but you sound perfectly legible, no problem.
Well, thank you, Frank. You take care, have a good day. WIUG 48. I got another radio, it's 5-5. I wanted to see if I can reach you out that way. Is that fine?
I heard that, Jack. Conditions are kind of thin out here, so I might not be able to make it back to you, but I'm listening. WRWF 516.
You're loud and clear. Loud and clear here in Sheboygan County. WRGP 544.
Hey, good morning, 544. Yeah, conditions are kind of fading out on this end, but yeah, Jack, why don't I just try and test another radio? You probably have a better shot at getting back to him than I will. I'm kind of coming and going and bursting here at this point, so we'll get out of the way. This is WRWF 516, Monroe County, Michigan. We're clear.
No problem at all there, 516. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your GMRS experience. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Solar 1Q. WRP 678.
There's the outlaw.
Well, we're over on channel 2, and because they're up in Petoskey, and 007 was seeing if I could hear GMR. He was on GMRS.
Thank you.
Okay, because the Flint repeater is not the frequency up there, although there is a band opening.
Yeah. If he's up there, what's Sheboygan, right? Yeah.
WRHJ904.
There you go. Pomeroy 1.
That's working.
Yeah, look at that propagation going north and south. Right here, it's like your code.
Radio check 12 WSEL 475.
Radio check SEL 475. Read you loud and clear.
Back with that radio check WSEL 475. I read you loud and clear.
Perfecto.
WSBZ927 doing a radio check. R16544 Sheboygan County, loud and clear, sir.
Thank you for the report.
Roger that. Enjoy your GMRS experience on the MIA system. Bless to have it. WRCC.4.
Yeah, I wonder if there's anybody heading down to the Lions game to get a report on traffic down that way.
Here in Michigan. Good chance that may be possible. WRZT544 for identification purposes.
Hey, Max, can you hear me? WRVW527, looking for Max. WRVW527, looking for Max, are you on?
This is WRTP347, Dan.
Dad, can you hear me?
Calling, you're unreadable. WRTP347.
WRVW527, looking for Max, are you on? E8MES, Max, are you on? WRVW527, looking for Max, are you on? Thank you.
WRZZ 820, radio check.
RBR 5WRX, Max 102, that radio is working. WRXX 102, that radio is working. WRXX 102, radio standing by. I heard you on that transmission board, there's a big old squealer that came in there with you.
Standing by, over. Go, 102, WRZZ 544.
Hey, Bob, you're like the man upstairs, man. You're always around. Yeah, I just moved everything back in this other room. Now that I got the antenna up, I moved the base back around in the other room. So I was just checking it one more time, see if it's all set to go. 102, back quiet.
RZP 544 for identification purposes. Yeah, good deal. I usually got an HD on me if I'm not in the shack there. So good deal. Enjoy it. We'll do it again later, Scott. WRZZ 544, monitoring the frequency.
I'm 993 for radio check. USAV 293, WSAV 293, WSDM 993, copy, Jeff.
WSCI 783, mobile to base, copy.
This is base, go ahead.
I think something happened to our daughter. Her apartment is clean.
On your way back home?
Yes, I am.
All right. See you in a couple minutes. WFCI 783. Clear after your final.
WFCI 783, clear.
WRX-718, clear. Station 218. The station out there, 218. WRUG, play it 8, copy.
Yeah, it's the X-218. Go ahead.
Well, how you doing today?
Just kind of taking it easy, over.
Yeah, where were you this morning? I was talking to Chicago this morning.
I heard some of it early, and then I had to leave. Yeah, I heard one guy, they were on Moline up there, talking on that repeater.
He said he's from Illinois, Chicago.
Yeah, copy that. That's straight across Racine, Wisconsin, where I was going a couple, 3 months ago. Yeah, Juliet.
I can't tell you what this cosine, but the only thing I know is 575 is cosine.
Roger that. Hey, that was pretty heavy banding going on there this morning. Really bad. Repeaters are just lighting up. Couldn't even deal with it.
I talked to one guy, 516. He is over there where you're at almost, you know, a little bit down by Adrian. He said he was on Maple Repeater this morning. He couldn't get on 625. And I was on 625 when I talked to Chicago man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Monroe County. Yeah, 725 down there, Monroe County, Ottawa Lake. There's a repeater out of there. Mishigami one. Over.
I don't know, but he said he was on MI-8 repeater.
So he skipped by Detroit and Mount Clemens, but he was hitting the Mayville.
skipped 625 or 675, and he got on the Maybell. Then after that, he switched to Flint, 725.
That's kind of unusual, but it is what it is.
Oh, but that's first time talking to Chicago, Illinois on 625. I never heard Chicago, Illinois in 2 years ago.
I heard it. Southern, middle Illinois. We're just, you know, west of Indiana in there.
That could be, anyhow. Well, it's a nice day and a hot day. I got the air on, and I'm just driving back from grocery shopping and going back home. Roger.
Copy that. That's where I was at early this morning. I go early, nobody there.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do, go early, nobody there, you're right. But sometimes you can't get up. Sometimes you get up, it'd be on the radio, and you can't go nowhere.
Roger that. I don't know, I just got up early and was energetic, so I took off and did it. That's what I used to do, work at midnight, so I'd do it on the way home. Nobody in there, in and out.
Hi, Randall. Good to hear you back. And you take care. I talk to you some other time. WIUG 388.
All right, Jack. We'll talk at you later, too. WIZX 218. We're standing by.
Go ahead, 983-WIUG, play it in, go ahead.
In your voice, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just went out to Costco and grabbed me a couple of things, and I just came home. How you doing? I know it's a little bit hot out that way, Roger. Michelle, you're on the handheld. No problem. I know what you're saying. I heard half, but the other half I didn't hear. Anyhow, I heard a scooter and all that. That's about it. Anyhow, well, it's hot and I just came back, you know. It's about 88 in here. So I don't know what's going to be at night. I had the air on and I just left to go to Costco by 59 there. And I just came back. And it's been like that. I talked to Chicago this morning.
I'm on my big radio now. Well, that's pretty good, talking to Chicago. I don't know, sometimes the interference with the heat, if it's humid out, does that interfere with your signal? Over.
Oh, the band was open, that's why. Was the band open on 625? And I picked up Chicago, but 2 days ago, I picked up Dayton, Ohio, and the same time at night, I picked up New York, you know, by the Niagara Falls.
that's awesome. That's pretty cool, picking up that far. Over here in Grand Blanc, we've got 81 degrees and 46% humidity. So we're doing pretty good. What do you got over there? Over.
Well, there's a thermometer saying 88, so I don't know. The car thermometer, that's what it is. Roger.
Oh, that's pretty nice. Over.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, Michelle, good to hear from you. Keep that radio on. If you even go shopping, take the radio with you. Roger.
I'll certainly do that. I do that often, take it with me. And I will keep it on, and you have a blessed evening, and I'm glad to hear from you. And enjoy your supper. I think you said you were getting supper. And I'll talk to you later. WSBW 983, standing by.
Oh, you're sounding good, Michelle. 100% on that radio. You're sounding very clear, and it sounds like you're sitting next by me here in the car. Anyhow, good to hear from you. I will talk to you later on, anyhow. WIUG, 48, clear.
WROD 332. WROD 332.
Radio 993, you're monitoring.
WROD 332. WROD
332. 332, WSBM 993, how's it going?
Going pretty good, how about yourself?
Pretty fair, can't complain on this end, just enjoying the nice weather.
Where are you located, sir?
Located in Saginaw, Michigan, on the Saginaw repeater.
Well, you sounded good here in Toledo. You sounded real good in Toledo.
Roger that, roger that. Yeah, sounding pretty good up this way to yourself as well.
Have you got Mike here? Hope you're having yourself a good weekend.
That. You said your name was Mike, name was Chad on this, you had yourself a good weekend also, WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
WROD 332 on the side. Was that you, Jack?
Station 332 at Toledo, WIUG grade 8 at Rochester Hills. You got a copy?
Yes, I do, Jack. How you doing, my friend?
Well, sir, I haven't heard you in a long time. How you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. Been a good weekend, so that's good.
It is. It was 87 degrees here in Rochester Hills. Roger.
Yeah, I got 81 here right now. 81 right now. It was 84.
Yeah, and it dropped a little bit down because the sun is coming down a little bit here. Roger?
Yep, roger on that. Yeah, it's pretty sunny out right now yet, but I think it's sunsets right around, right before, by 7:45 is sunset.
It used to be 8:30, but now it dropped down less. I don't know why, but it dropped down less right now. Roger?
Yeah, roger on that. Yeah, like I said, it's like 8:45 or 7:45 is sunset now.
Yes, very soon we're going to come to the winter time.
Hey, how does this microphone sound? Does it sound okay?
Sound loud and clear. You sound like you're sitting by me here. Roger?
Hey, roger on that. Hey, I appreciate it.
No problem, anytime. Anytime, no problem at all. Anyhow, so you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah, it's been pretty good here. Really didn't do a whole lot this weekend. Just made it a lazy weekend, you know, just sitting around. That's about it.
Yeah, I was here yesterday. I went outside, cooked some steaks and hot dogs and sausage yesterday on the grill. The store was so nice. I was outside all day. Roger?
Oh, yeah. It was a good day for it. A little hot for me, but it's still a good day.
Everybody, good to hear from you. And you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 488, Rochester Hills.
All righty, my friend. You be safe out there. Have a good one. WROD 332, standing by.
That's you, Jack. Shut up. Go ahead. Is that 438? Jack, hi, Jack. Is that station 438? Ah, come on back. WIUG 48. WSCI 847 WIUG 48 copy IUG 48 clear.
WSCF 550 monitoring the channel. WRPE 448, tone check.
WSEL 475 radio check.
WSEL 475 coming back at you.
Roger that, just sitting in the house, coming in loud and clear.
Yep, same here, sitting in the kitchen talking to you.
Yeah, I was talking to Nick, he wants the same setup, so let's get this perfected, and I'll stop by his house, and I'll talk to you, and he wants to order up a set.
Sounds good, works for me, just let me know, and I can send him what he needs on Amazon, and he can order that.
Roger that, SEL 475 out.
SEL 475 out.
WSA 920 monitoring.
WRPB 448. Go ahead, 980.
How you doing tonight? I'm just out here. I'm where you from?
This is Kurt. I'm transmitting from Groveland Township, right next door to the Holly State Rec area, across the street from Mount Holly, if you're familiar with the area.
I am not familiar with that area at all. I'm from Northeast Ohio, actually, so I think you're using that that link for Peter Network, right? I think we're getting some propagation over Lake Erie.
Wow, you sound like you're right next door to me. So, yeah, for I'm a lower mid-Michigan, is my area, and yeah, last few nights I have gotten a little propagation. I'm transmitting from the Flint repeater that is currently the MIA linked network. Over.
Yep, I talked to a fella from Northern Michigan on that same network a few months back, and it's amazing how propagation works. I mean, I'm a little closer to the lake, so I'm just kind of, I'm right here, but yeah, it's kind of great. I mean, we're hundreds of miles away from each other right now, which is awesome.
You probably talked to Sheboygan County Bob. He's pretty cool. The last person I spoke with in Ohio was an engineer named Dan. He was retired. Over.
I gotcha. I don't think I've ever crossed paths with him unless maybe he owns a couple repeaters around here or something. I'm not sure, but... Yeah, you know what? I think the fella I talked to was up in Sheboygan. I don't know if his name was Bob or Jack. I'm not really sure, but he was up there. That's for sure.
Yeah, you probably heard Bob talking to Jack. Jack is Rochester Hills, Michigan. That's Lower Peninsula. That's south of my location, southeast of my location. He's closer to, like, say, Warren, or a little bit closer to Detroit, whereas I'm right in the middle of Detroit and Flint, closer to Flint. Over.
Right. Gotcha. So that network runs all over the state of Michigan, is that correct?
From what I can tell, mostly up and down the I-75 corridor, with a couple east of me, they're linked as well. And then there are various repeaters, obviously, west of me, and some of this solar storm, I believe it was, I was able to get another repeater with the same numbers as mine, and they kept interfering with each other. So, yeah, the propagation in the space weather's been really weird lately. Over.
I'd say that's one of the only downfalls, the potential benefits of GMRS is that we only have so many frequencies that we all kind of have to share. Yeah, like I've had some incidences where, I mean, just, you know, there's, as far as Channel 20, what is it, 625 repeaters in Northeast Ohio, there's like 3 or 4 and within 5 miles of my area, or sorry, 10 miles of my area, and there's, you know, there's always all kinds of crossover sometimes, so it can happen.
Yeah, and then we hear all the talk about delinking the GMRS repeaters. I know there's a lot of people on frequency that are studying for their technicians right now to go to ham. Over.
I'm doing the same. I'm actually working on getting my, I want to get my, so I can use HF. Because that, to me, as far as emergency communication goes, that's going to be the most useful if I ever needed it, would be HF frequencies.
Yeah, copy that. That's one of the reasons I got back into radios. You know, I played around with them as a kid. We had base stations on our house, and we had them in the cars, and even had the primitive walkie-talkies back in the day. But, yeah, it's a whole new ball game now. Over.
I copy that. It seems like they've come a long way. I'm still, you know, I'm young and I'm just getting into these things now. But yeah, hopefully soon I'll get my ham and I'll start operating in that realm. But I do really enjoy the GMRS.
Yeah, I do too. I'm able to reach my wife's truck with the HT. You know, She's running her mom around and gets into a pickle and the phones don't work. You know, as long as repeaters are up, I'll still be able to reach her, stuff like that. Over.
Copy that. I do the same thing with my brother. He's got a mobile set up and I got a base station. So we'll communicate, you know, 40, 50 miles away from each other while he's driving around working. I'll be at home working and we can talk. So things are real handy when it comes to that kind of communication.
Yeah, very much so. Especially living by a major, major freeway like I-75, informational travel fast on a highway. Also, I'm all set up with a AM-FM CD as well. So, you know, that's kind of how I jumped back into it. And then I found GMRS, and with a little help from someone on YouTube, I kind of got nudged into buying my first HD, and then it bit me.
It was the YouTuber that got you into this stuff.
Oh, the one and only Randy. Who else? Not a Rubicon guy.
I knew you were going to say that. I love his videos. I probably watch probably 4 or 5 of his videos a week. I mean, he's got the best content. He's so realistic with it. He's the best.
Yeah, he'd be pretty cool to have as a neighbor, I think.
Unfortunately, he's all the way out in California, the last place I'd ever want to live.
Just don't be a sad ham.
Oh, how true, unidentified station. Anyway, yeah, California is the last place I'd rather be too, so copy that on all fronts.
WSAN 930, yep, I'm right there with you. Alright, I'm about to settle in for the evening, so I'll let you guys chat. I'll keep monitoring, but I'll sit back and I'll be done talking for a bit, alright?
Copy that. It was a pleasure to make your acquaintance from clear across the lake. That is so awesome. This is WRPB 448, Groveland Township. Kurt, I am clear and monitoring.
WSAN 930, clear and monitoring.
Station 930. WIUG 48, copy. WRXX 102 with the sad ham. Last station out of Ohio. WIUG 48, copy. WRXX 102 monitoring. A station 847. A station out there 847. This is WIUG 48. Copy. He went off the air, Jack. I guess so. How are you doing today? Just sitting out here listening to 40 meter 102 Scott, Roseville. I do that same thing. I was listening to a 40 meter about a couple of days ago. It was so busy, unbelievable. A lot of stations out that way. I listened to 20 meter, 2 and 10. Roger.
Yeah, they're just in a conversation about all the dead repeaters out there, that's all.
And a half hour GMRS.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I'm sitting here, been waiting for some boys and Bob to turn on his AM radio, man, and get on that lower sideband so we can try hitting these beams up on horizontal.
So Bob, he's out there. He's just out there. Maybe he's been a little bit busy, that's why. Roger?
Oh, he's listening. He'll key up here in a second.
I'm going to let you go. You have a good evening and good talking to you. WIUG, 48, clear.
WRXX 102, back quiet.
WRVV 525 mobile.
WSEM 306. Mac, you hear me? Over.
WSCD 713 for a radio check out of Troy.
WRPB 448, go ahead, radio check. WRPB 448, go ahead, radio check.
Copy you loud and clear.
Yeah, this is Kurt from Groveland Township. Where are you from? Over.
This is Jim. I'm in Troy right now from Bruce Township.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. I'm assuming you're on one of the McComb repeaters, or Zummer McComb repeaters. Over.
Yes, sir, that's correct. McComb repeater up on a high floor in Troy.
Well, I'm on the Flint repeater. You're coming in loud and clear. Was curious, did you have trouble over the last few days trying to get anyone on the system? Over.
Negative. I did a radio check a few days ago, and someone copied me loud and clear out of Sheboygan.
Probably was Bob. I take it. Over.
Not sure on the name. Over.
Yeah, I was hearing bits and pieces about how the Flint repeater was offline but operating as a single unit. A lot of confusion. Was curious if you were apprised to any of that. Over.
Negative. Haven't heard any information on the Flint repeater. Haven't been able to reach it either. Over.
Well, everything appears to be working pretty good now. Don't know much else to say. Good to make your contact tonight. And this is WRPB 448, Groveland Township, Kurt. And I will be clear on your return. Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt. And this is Jim from Bruce Township in Troy right now, WSCD 713. I'll be clear as well. Thank you, sir, and have a great night.
WSBQ 816, Lorraine, calling for contact. How about it, Jack? This is Dan in the rain calling. How about it, Jack? This is Dan and Lorraine calling.